Okay, this is the holiday recording, Simon Tov Yud Din HaMachzik B'derech K'dei Likna Shvi'is. We learned that if somebody's traveling on his way and he wants to get home, and the only way he can do that is by, he can't reach the place where he's meant to put an Eruv, where he's meant to put an Eruv Tchumim, he's not going to make it before Shabbos. So what he can do in his mind, he can say, okay, you know that fence, that house, that tree, okay, that's where I am. And that would work then, as long as it's 2,000 amos from where he is now, and it's a very specific area, then his 2,000 amos start there. Okay, today we're going to be learning a little bit of an alternative of that, not that far, but a little bit comparable. Mission is Chamalik where Shvisa Samokom Yudu Atzlai. Somebody wants to make a Shvisa in a particular place. He knows exactly where it is, but he's home, and he wants to put that Eruv Tchumim in that particular place, so he's going to gain 2,000 amos from that place. So he's going there, but what happens is, he's on his way, and he went, he wants to reach that place to put his Eruv Tchumim there. He didn't reach the place. He didn't stand there at all. But his friend said, hey, where are you going? He says, oh, I'm innocently going to put an Eruv there. He said, why bothering? It's pelting. Why don't you come to my house? I'll give you a cup of tea. And he says, all right, then, if you insist. He says, sure, I insist. So if that was what happened, or actually knocks on the door, he says, listen, it's pelting. Do you mind if I come into your house? He says, well, a choice, fine, come in. And he's actually not reaching the place where he intended to place the Eruv. Because he's got another place where he's going to sleep now. But he did plan to put it there. And when he initially left, he planned to put the Eruv in a particular place. He just didn't reach. He's sleeping elsewhere now. Or Shinizakev, or something else happened. He just, the point being that he didn't reach the place where he wanted to place the Eruv. What's the halacha then? He can walk tomorrow all the place. Tomorrow, meaning on Shabbos. Ad mokum shenischav, he's got 2,000 amos from there. To all destinations. So yes, the mokum shvisa is not by his friend where he slept, where he actively, physically slept, but the mokum shvisa is the 2,000 amos from where he had planned to place the Eruv. Why? Shekiv and Shekoma Beliboy, since he intended in his heart, Likuboy Hashem Shvisosoy, to make the Shvisa there, Versi Padech, and he went on his way, Nase, it becomes, Kemisha Amat Shom, Shinyach Eruv Shom, it becomes as if he was as if that was really his place. It's true, he didn't manage to reach that place, but he had planned to put the Eruv there. So that's actually quite comparable to what we learned in the previous year, that if somebody is traveling and he intends to put an Eruv somewhere, that works. But that's only true with regards to a poor man, who have got a bit more achmonas, a bit more mercy with a poor man, or if he's distant and not, it's complexities and complications. If he was traveling on his way, but if he was wealthy, and not particularly distant, it's all just a matter of convenience, then we would not be lenient, and he's got a 2,000 amos only from the place where he had slept. Save base, top of page 554. That we said that a person can have a mind. In his mind, acquired the mokum shvisa, and the tchum can be where he planned in his mind, where it will be where it should be. So that's what we discussed now, that it works in his mind without putting any food there. That's not. If he goes out into the field, that could also be if he walked down to go to that place. It's not just that he actually went into the field, but it's even if he just like literally went from upstairs, downstairs, and he just made literally the first steps. Just as he was still in the courtyard, his friend said, hey, where are you going? And he says, I'm going to put Ne'eruv. He says, why? Don't even go out of the house. Come and I'll sort you out. So that's good enough. You don't have to physically do a large percentage of the way. It could literally be the first initial steps. That is good enough. Once you've started, and that was your intention to put an Ne'eruv in a particular place, that will suffice. Anybody that acquires a shvisa, a tchum, perichuk mokum, far away from where he physically is, does not need to verbalize and say, shvisosi b'makom ployli, my shvisa is in that place, over there, where I'm not now. Hello, only kiven shikoma b'lipo, since he made up in his mind, versi b'derech, and he left, and he started the journey, culture, even a tiny bit, as discussed. Kono Shom Shvisi acquired the Shvisi there. Fenzer Chloima, and we don't even know, is no need to mention, Mishol Tzibraglov, somebody actually started physically with his feet, going out, Ve'omat Mokom Shekone Shom Shvisi, and he stood physically there, and he says, here is where I want to establish my Mokom Shvisi. Shenetzer Chloima, he does not need to say a thing. He doesn't need to say it. It's good enough to just be there. Since there was in his mind, Kono, he is Koine. So we're learning an important point. We're learning that you don't have to physically get there. It's good enough to plan to get there. That's good enough. And we also learned that it's not needed to verbalize it. But in your mind, if you say, oh, I really want my Makom Shvisa to be over there on the way to L Street, then that's good enough as well. Finally, finally, Siv Gimel in Siman Tov Yud, Anshoir, people in a city, residents of a city, Sholchu Echot Mehem, who sent one individual, Lehoilich Lohem Eruvam, to place an Eruv for them, Lemokim Yodua, in a particular specific place, Versik Baderech, and he started away, he went already, Versik Chaver, but his friend said, why are you going? Just stay here, why are you bothering, schlepping all the way? For Lehoilich Eruvam, and initially said, hey, I'm doing a shlichus, I'm a messenger for my city, but he insisted about having a pint of beer, and he stopped at the end, he said, all right, and he didn't end up going at the end, Lehoilich Eruvam, he didn't actually bring the Eruv where he was meant to. The whole city relied on him, but he just like somehow forgot about it. They failed to be Kone Shvisa in that place where the Shliach was meant to go. Because at the end of the day, the Eruv is not there. So imagine the London Besdin, yeah, the Dain, or the Rav, who was meant to put the jam in that place. He was on his way because everybody was relying on him, and the Dainim said, you go and put jam there. And he said, all right. And then as he was going, suddenly he meets his friend he hasn't seen for 25 years since he left Gateshead. He said, oh, so nice to see you. Why don't you come and have a meal with me? He said, all right. And then he forgets all about it. Aloch is, if the jam was not placed in the right place, the Eruv will not work for the city. And everybody got only 2,000 amas. And you will not be able to walk to El Street. That's because he is a shliach, he's a messenger for the community. But he, what about him individual? That's interesting because he personally, that's fine because we learned, an individual who plans to place an eruv somewhere and then it gets stopped halfway, since that was in his mind, we learned, that's good. But that's only with regards to him, but not with regards to the city who relied on him. Sharihu Babadech, he was on his way, when he's chavlish b'sham, his intention was to put the Eruv there, and he went on his way. He must go to that place tomorrow. He can go there and have 2,000 amas. But not so. The messenger, the people in the city, they were messed up and messed around, and they can only have 2,000 amas from the city. Him, however, since that was in his personal mind to get there, so he has the 2,000 amas from there. Right, that's it for the holiday shiurim, and I hope you enjoy the holidays. Good evening.